USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Belgium and Western Germany as crews continue to look for people missing after last week's severe flooding. The death toll rose to at least 183 people on Sunday, with many of those in Germany. More than 250 people are still reported missing in the two countries. Thousands of homes are without power, and Belgian authorities say that about 30,000 homes are without access to clean drinking water. Record rainfalls last week caused several rivers in the region to overflow, causing the massive flooding. And Michigan's Mackinac Bridge was closed for several hours on Sunday because of a bomb threat. Police closed the bridge linking the upper and lower peninsulas of the state after receiving the threat. An extensive search found nothing, and the bridge was reopened for traffic about 3 hours later. The Mackinac Bridge is the longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Gasoline prices increased 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.16 this week. That's 9 cents higher than a month ago and 95 cents higher than a year ago. John Clemens has more.
The increase to $3.16 a gallon comes after Saudi Arabia reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates at last weekend's OPEC meeting regarding oil output. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Overall, OPEC plans to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022, when nearly all of its production cuts due to COVID will be restored.
Last year, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to output cuts of almost 10 million barrels per day due to the decrease in demand due to the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
COVID cases in the United States are on the uptick, with the 7-day average up over 70% to about 26,000 new cases per day. Late last week, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that the pandemic has become one of the unvaccinated, citing the fact that the largest outbreaks have come in areas of the country that have low rates of vaccination. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb agrees. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that even though a large amount of the population has some form of protection, the Delta variant of the virus is likely going to infect most of the nation.
Well, look, when you look at the people who have been hospitalized, 97% of the hospitalizations are in people who are unvaccinated. Most of the deaths that are occurring right now are in people who are unvaccinated. The bottom line is that many people are no longer susceptible to COVID. More than 50%, about 50% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Probably another third of the American population has been previously infected with this virus. So many people aren't susceptible to the virus, but if 25% of the population remains susceptible to the virus, in absolute terms, that's still a lot of people. And this virus is so contagious, this variant is so contagious, that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime in terms of the risk of putting them in the hospital.
And Colin Morikawa held off Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Louis Oosthuizen on Sunday to win the Open Championship. A 24-year-old finished the tournament at 15 under. Spieth finished second at 13 under. Rahm and Oosthuizen tied for third at 11 under. And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.